99.9 Radio USA. Boots on there from Randy Houser. For everybody that went to the Randy Houser, Justin Moore, Josh Thompson concert at the Amsoil Arena on Saturday night, you heard Randy Houser do that song and all his other hits. It was a good concert. Hey, let's get weird now. The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. An elementary school student in Italy got more bang for her school lunch buck than she anticipated. She took a big swig out of her carton of orange juice and almost swallowed a live bullet. Suncia Jovic was enjoying her midday meal when she showed signs of choking, alerting a nearby teacher to come over and perform the Heimlich maneuver. When the teacher dislodged the obstruction, she saw that the girl had coughed up a bullet. Well, she called authorities to report the incident. Sunsiko was taken to the hospital and given a clean bill of health after doctors determined she was in no danger of experiencing a boom from her juice box. But how did the bullet get in the juice box? That's the question. How about this one? Two men in Germany who were looking to buy a tall, cold one got a little hot when they couldn't find the brand of beer that they were seeking. And so they set the store on fire for not having it. Two men walked into a small liquor store and asked the clerk on duty for Beck's Gold beer. They were told that that brand was not stocked. Well, initially, the drunken duo turned around and walked out, presumably in search of a store that did carry it. But they returned a few minutes later with a can of gasoline and set the place on fire. Well, the fire was extinguished rather quickly, but it did cause some damage. Cops are seeking two Polish-speaking men in the incident. And finally, an English chap was arrested after he assumed that an attractive woman in a police uniform was a stripper. 27-year-old Paul Harbord was drinking at a pub with a bunch of rowdy friends and was told that at some point in the evening, there would be entertainment. Quote, entertainment. Well, a little later on, a woman dressed as a police officer showed up, and Paul figured she must be the stripper. Well, that's when he started dancing around her and flicking her rear with a bar towel. Well, little did she know that she was a real cop and was there to investigate rowdy behavior. Well, Paul was arrested for obstructing an officer and given a 6-month probationary sentence. That's my face. She must have been a pretty good-looking lady cop, or he was pretty drunk. That's your weird news this morning at 6:56.
The Ford F-Series. For 37 straight years, this is America's